Elliot Erwitt, a seminal figure of the Magnum Agency and a master of humorous photography, has passed away at the age of 95. This American pioneer of subjective photography has made an indelible mark on the history of visual art with his emblematic snapshots, blending playfulness and sensitivity. Among his most renowned works are the striking portraits of Fidel Castro and Che Guevara in 1964, the iconic image of Marilyn Monroe with her white dress billowing over a subway grate, and captivating scenes from the Korean War. Erwitt also had a special affinity for canine photography, treating his dog subjects with as much respect and tenderness as his human portraits. His seven-decade career established him as a contemporary of Henri Cartier-Bresson in capturing the decisive moment and an equal to Robert Capa in historical insight. Erwitt immortalized a diverse range of subjects, from political figures to movie stars to scenes from everyday life. Born in Paris to Russian parents in 1928, Erwitt grew up in Milan before emigrating to the United States in 1939. After a decade in New York, he moved to Los Angeles, where he began his foray into photography. His military service as a photography assistant allowed him to continue working for various magazines while stationed in New Jersey, Germany, and France. Before his service, he had met influential figures such as Edward Steichen, Roy Stryker, and Robert Capa, who became his mentors. Described as a great fortunate one, Erwitt traveled the world but chose not to focus on historical tragedies, instead favoring moments from daily life and lighter scenes. A regular contributor to renowned magazines like Collier's, Look, Life, and Holiday, he captured both historic and intimate moments, including his shots of Richard Nixon, Jackie Kennedy, and other emblematic figures. In the 1970s, Erwitt turned his attention to video, producing documentaries on various subjects as well as programs for HBO. While asserting that advertising was his real job, photography remained his passionate hobby, always favoring black and white. Erwitt also created an alter ego, Andreas Solider, to explore the exuberance of contemporary photography. Married four times and the father of six children, he maintained a constant professional activity, driven by financial necessity, even in the later years of his life. For budding photographers, he advised focusing on celebrities, arguing that even the worst photos of public personalities hold interest. His work, marked by a touch of humor and deep humanity, leaves an enduring legacy in the world of photography.